Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast, where we offer you actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I'm a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. This podcast is proud to partner with Aversio Wellness, where there is a mushroom for every moment, especially when it comes to hormonal balance. Their quality and purity is unmatched, but their golden ticket, the reason why I love them, is their high extraction, so that you don't have to take 1,000 pills to reach a therapeutic dosage. Let's dive on in. Hey ladies, welcome back to another episode. So I am going to announce the winner of February's giveaway. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But I also, we're going to talk a little bit about our guest today, and you're going to really love hearing from Joy. There are certain people I interview, and I love all of the people that I interview because I get to have very cool conversations, but there are some people that I just really click with, and I'm sure that's going to come across in the interview. And I really loved talking with Joy. It was so much fun. We had a blast. So really quickly, the winner of February's giveaway is somebody who wrote a podcast review, and I don't know if this is her actual name or just the name she used for the review, but it is Nora Jean. She said, "There is light at the end of the tunnel. So helpful and very informative, a trusted source because she has experienced it herself. Leah helped me see light at the end of the tunnel." So Nora, you win your choice of Aversio Wellness mushroom capsule and mushroom blend. So please let us know what you would like for that, and we will send that over. Please let us know though. So you're listening to this on March 4th. Can you let us know by the end of the week of March 11th? So like around March 15th or so, so we can get that out in a timely manner to you. So I hope you listen to this before like the end of the year so that we can obviously make sure we send that out to you. You still can enter this next giveaway though. So we're doing this again for the month of March. Thank you to Aversio Wellness for making this possible to do this for you. So how can you win? And what are you going to win? What you are going to win is your choice of Aversio Wellness mushroom capsule and choice of mushroom blend. So you know how obsessed I am with their mushrooms, and you will be too as soon as you try them. But so you can choose those. But how do you win? You can write a review of the podcast. So go to Apple iTunes, Balancing Hormones Naturally, rate a review, rate and review. So if you do the review, you have to have obviously some way of us being able to contact you and knowing who it is. Or you can share an episode to your social media. So screenshot you listening to it and just share it to your social media and tag either the podcast Instagram, which is Balancing Hormones Naturally, or tag my personal Instagram, which is Leah_Brueg. And I will enter you into the giveaway. I have like this running notes on my phone where I enter people. So, and then you will have a chance of winning. So definitely enter, and good luck to you. If you have a private Instagram account, make sure that you, after you share it to social media, you take a picture and send me a DM, because if you share to your social media, you have a private account, I'm not going to see it. Like I won't get the tag. And so then I won't enter you. So make sure you do that. So if you enter, I can make sure that I see that. So a little bit more about Joy and the things that we're going to talk about today. So Joy McCarthy is a holistic nutritionist and founder of joyoushealth.com, a Taste Canada award-winning blog, and co-founder of Hello Joyous, an organic plant-based beauty brand with a rock-solid mission to help people find more joy in the everyday. I have tried her skincare, I guess. It's beauty brand, but skincare is what I've tried from there. Their body butter is made with, has chaga mushroom in it. It's just why I tried it. It's amazing. I'm obsessed with it, and you will be too. She has amazing products, and I tried this months and months ago before I even knew Joy. And I did ask her, because I knew she was coming on, if she would give you all a discount code if you wanted to try that. And she did. So you can use the code Leah, L-E-A-H. I believe it's for 10% off your order. So we'll talk more about her brand a little bit later on. But Joy is an expert in skin health disorders, especially rosacea and eczema, with a background in integrative dermatology, which if you're like me, you're like, what is integrative dermatology? We go over that a little bit. So enjoy.
There is a mushroom for every single moment of my life, just depending on which mood I'm in and what kind of support I need. So I need more focus. I need more energy. There's a mushroom for that. I need to relax. I want to focus on better sleep. There's a mushroom for that. And the cool thing about mushrooms is that they're a food. So you probably aren't going to be catching me eating mushrooms. The texture just grosses me out, but I will take them in a capsule. And I have been loving Aversio Wellness mushrooms because of the therapeutic dosage that I can get from them in a small amount of capsules, which is just a game changer for me. So I want to share with you why I use certain ones and how they're helping and how they've been helping other people in my life. So I actually, Landon's been taking them. I've been using them with Landon for immune support. So that's been really, really great. My husband's been taking them because he's a runner. He does marathons. So he's been using them to support him there and his immune system. So I'm going to tell you how we've been using them. So in the morning, I like to do the Awaken blend, which is cordyceps, lion's mane, and turkey tail. Now, if I don't do half a teaspoon of that in my coffee, I will take them separately in a capsules, but they do have the Awaken blend, which is literally a powder. You can just plop it right into your coffee. And so much energy, so much focus, and then turkey tail is coming in with that massive immune support there. Cordyceps is so good for energy. But on top of that, cordyceps is so good at just supporting and increasing your ATP, which is the main energy currency in our cells. So I never thought I would be so obsessed with cordyceps before. I always heard of cordyceps as like the guy's mushroom. It helps with performance. It helps with athletes. And so I just kind of wrote that off. But no, women, we want cordyceps. Okay, you want cordyceps. Lion's mane for focus and brain support. So I always do that one in the morning. And then in the middle of the afternoon-ish is when I change up my blend. So I've been using the Rejuvenate blend, which has chaga, tremella, I believe it has lion's mane, maitake, and shiitake mushrooms. So very good for blood sugar support. Again, you come in there with the immune support. Chaga is an amazing antioxidant. Tremella is good for your brain. It's so good for your skin. So I will take that and put that in, like if I make a smoothie, or I'll put it in my oats. But this one is has the least bitter flavor. It's very, very mild. So I actually put this one in smoothies for Landon, or popsicles for Landon. And it's a great way to support his immune system as well. So that's how I've been bringing that in for him. And if I do not do the blend, I typically will take chaga and tremella in about the middle of the day. If I just need more focus, if I'm going to work in the afternoon, I'll bring in another lion's mane. And then at nighttime, I take reishi. Now, if you are wanting a blend at nighttime, I would highly recommend the Balance blend, and you can make your own type of like protein hot chocolate, mushroom hot chocolate, because Balance blend has reishi, lion's mane, maitake, and shiitake, which is an oyster, I believe, or is that one in Rejuvenate? And those are so good for your blood sugar as well. So what a great way to like wind down at the end of the day. So if you are someone who's really stressed, like if you think about what is your biggest thing that you would want support from with mushrooms, start there. So if you feel like everything goes back to stress, do reishi. If you just feel like you sleep really well, but you need more energy and you need more focus, maybe you need to start with lion's mane, or you need to start with cordyceps. So no matter what and where you want to start, there's a mushroom for that. So if you go to Aversio Wellness, so Eversio Wellness, you can use my name, Leah, to get 15% off your order. And you know that you're going to be getting certified organic, third-party tested, fruiting body only, all of the good things. You know I have got you with the good stuff.
All right. So I know everybody already heard your wonderful, beautiful interview, or your bio, I guess I should say, about all the wonderful things you do. But I would love for you to kind of wrap it up in your own words, you know, why you got into the health field. And also, you know, just a little tidbit of like all of the books that you have out there, because you got some pretty cool recipe books out there too.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. Well, I feel like a lot of people, I got into the sort of the wellness industry because of my own health issues. And when, you know, when I was in my teens and 20s, I had a lot of hormonal imbalance issues. I had thinning hair, I had digestive problems, anxiety. And, you know, I went down the Western medical route for many years, took different medications, saw every specialist you could imagine, and I wasn't getting any better. And it wasn't until like natural health was kind of like my last resort. When looking back now, I kind of wish I was doing it alongside the Western medicine because they are so complementary. I think a lot of times people think it's one or the other, and it really doesn't have to be. It can be a combination of the two. So once I kind of turned to natural health, I was able to heal my body. And, you know, all throughout my life, when there's, you know, it hasn't been like this straight line of perfect health since I healed my hormonal imbalance. I, you know, years ago was dealing with severe rosacea. So my skin was so inflamed. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to see what the dermatologist has to say. And it wasn't something that, you know, given my experience and my knowledge, it wasn't something that I was willing to try, because I knew that if I went down that road, it was just like a Band-Aid solution. So I healed my skin naturally. And that is what really, you know, I've always been into like natural beauty and skincare, but that kind of like pushed me even more in that direction from an entrepreneurial perspective, because of what's out there in the market for people to use and how I was able to really transform my own skin. What was the second part of your question?
Oh, your recipe ebooks. Or they're not ebooks, but your recipe books.
Yeah. So I have three best-selling in Canada cookbooks. You can get them in the US as well. And my focus with food has always been that food should taste really good.
Yes.
Don't eat it if it doesn't taste good,
mm-hmm.
but it can also be really healthy. And I really wanted to break down that barrier for people with all my books to thinking that they're going to buy a healthy cookbook. They're buying recipes that are easy to make
mm-hmm.
and that taste really good and have many benefits for you. Because I think a lot of people still have that mindset that like healthy means, you know, you're just eating food that has no flavor. And I really feel that couldn't be further from the truth. So I love food. Like I grew up in a family, both my parents cooked, but my mom definitely did most of the cooking. And I learned so much just from like observing, mm-hmm. you know, how like homemade meals. Like we really didn't, even though my parents are boomers and they grew up in the 50s, which there was so much, that's like the beginning of all the processed food.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up with that, even though that's what my parents, you know, They would have grown up with that, but my mom was very much like always, even though she worked a full-time job, mm-hmm. was always cooking for my brother and I. She just always made a point, and my dad too, to an extent, but she always just made a point for us to have meals and sit down together as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I've really carried into my own family is the importance of establishing those routines and like sitting down and sharing a meal. You know, it's not always possible with like extracurricular activities, but most days of the week, sitting down and having a meal with food that you made yourself, is really important to me.
Yeah, and it tastes good. I grew up with my family always cooking from scratch, but my dad's Italian, like very Italian.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you're either Italian or you're not. But in my world, my dad is very Italian, and. Pasta or anything like noodle sauce based needed, it was on the menu multiple times a week. So even though it was always from scratch and things like that, we ate a lot of noodles, we ate a lot of pasta. So when my mom would like dabble in like cooking that was not that, I just always was like, healthy food's disgusting. That was my whole thing growing up because, now when I started to cook and change things around, I'm like, oh, quinoa can taste good. Imagine that. So
yeah.
I love that you have that, because I think it's important, you know, that we know healthy food can taste good. But I actually really want to talk about your brand, and I want to talk about skin health, because I have a lot of questions, because yeah. You have a background in integrative dermatology. You specialize in rosacea and eczema, which I think is cool, because I mean, there are so many people that just think if you have eczema, end of the world. Rosacea, end of the world. Can I throw totally. In some other skin issues I'm thinking of off the top of my head, like acne
yeah.
goes in there.
Yeah.
Yep. What about, I'm going to say this wrong. Keratosis pilaris. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I'm not as an expert on that, but I am definitely aware of that. Yeah. And so much stems back to gut health, like really looking, the skin is a reflection of what's going on the inside. So, you know, whenever we have a skin issue, the automatic thing we want to do is, oh, what skincare product can mm-hmm. I use? And it has to be a very holistic approach. I think most people don't look at the inside aspect. It's just about what can we put on our skin to cure our skin. But it's actually, right. you want to do both things. And, you know, for me personally, when I was going through my skincare issues, I was always like, oh, like it's everything to do with what's going on the inside. And I kind of wasn't thinking about the outside stuff. But when I put the two together, that's when I was really able to heal my skin. And with skin issues, whether it's acne, rosacea, eczema, it's always like multifactorial. There's mm-hmm. never, I know people hate hearing that. But much like what you do, you know, working with your clients, there's just never one single issue. I really wish there was, mm-hmm. But there's always multiple factors leading to why you have whatever health issue you have. So sometimes it's a bit of like trial and error, like trying different things, changing your diet. And as a nutritionist, you know, I like to focus so much on diet, but it's only one piece of the puzzle. Mm-hmm. You know, managing stress is so key. And I feel like a lot of people kind of put that to the wayside. Like it seems like, you know, it's not something really tangible. Like it's like, what does that even mean? Like some people think they're not even stressed, and like you open up their calendar and they have like, they make like no time for rest, or they're like living off of coffee and they're like, I'm not stressed. Mm-hmm. You know, they're living off of coffee and stimulants. So, you know, with people who have skin issues, I think you want to kind of look at what's the low hanging fruit? Mm-hmm. What are the easy things? Like, what are the things that I can control? What are some positive things that I could either introduce into my diet right now, or a positive lifestyle habit that I could bring in, mm-hmm. and not try to do everything.
Yeah.
Because I think that's when you just, you know, with anything, whether it's weight loss or no matter what the health issue is, when people try and do everything, the lifestyle, the diet, the supplements, the skincare, that's when you're really setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm.
Because you get so overwhelmed and you don't know which next step to turn into. I think it's really interesting that you talk about the stress aspect. So I have something funny to tell you. So my younger brother is allergic to the gold. He'll break out in hives. And it's so like if he gets in cold water or like in the winter, like goes out into cold air, he'll break out in hives. And we always tease him about it. We're like, oh, you're allergic to the cold. Like, how's that even a thing? But I was starting to wonder if I was allergic to the cold, because when we moved back to Michigan, I would random times, like there was no rhyme or reason. I wouldn't break out in hives, but I almost would. I would like get raised bumps, like all mm-hmm. over my arms and my body, and I couldn't connect it to anything. I was like, except for the fact that it's worse when I'm cold. And then I put the pieces together because I got dry needled, and I'm terrified of needles. But I was like, okay, the pros of like getting dry needled and getting this pain taken care of is going right. to be better than my fear of needles. But I broke out like all of a sudden I was getting dry needled. And 2 minutes later, I had all these like bumps over my, all over my body. And it was a stress response. I finally like put it together that my body would have this physical reaction when I got stressed. I'm like, let's like a lie detector test.
And that makes sense because the cold is a stress to the body. And when you're stressed, cortisol activates the mast cells, as you know. So you produce, when you're stressed out, you produce histamine. That's why with eczema, that's why anytime like people just like are getting like randomly itchy. Yeah. Hives, itchiness, eczema, all connected to stress because it's activating those mast cells that release that histamine.
It is absolutely no surprise to you how obsessed I am with magnesium. I often talk about magnesium being my ride or die supplement, the one you can pull out of my cold, dark, dead hands because of how many benefits that I get from magnesium. And so I'm always excited when I can bring a new one into the mix to share with you guys, because when it comes to magnesium, as much as I absolutely love it, you do have to pay attention to testing because you don't want your magnesium to be really high in arsenic, and you want the right types of magnesium so you're actually getting the benefits that can come from taking magnesium. So I've been using Ned's Mellow Magnesium for quite a few months now, and I wanted to put it to the test and see how it stacked up against other types of magnesium that I was using. So I was tracking my sleep score with it. And the thing that I love about Ned's Mellow Magnesium is the fact that it does have three different types of magnesium in there. But on top of that, it has two stress-busting aminos, GABA and L-theanine. So it's very calming to the body and such a perfect combination with magnesium, because magnesium is used in over 500 different enzyme reactions in your body, including lowering inflammation, helping support blood sugar balance. It helps with energy production. It helps with, it's a relaxation mineral. So think about it in terms of stress. You know, you have to have enough magnesium in order to help support relaxation and anxiety and all of those things. And most people are actually deficient in it. 75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium. That's a really large number. Okay. So when I started taking the Mellow, I was tracking my sleep score because I've taken magnesium before. So I was like, okay, how is this going to stack up and, you know, really shine here? And when I was consistently taking Mellow, I got better REM and better deep sleep. So REM is when you are dreaming, and deep sleep is when your body is truly recovering. It's healing, it's resting, your brain is doing all of the things that it needs to do while you're sleeping. So the more you can up your deep sleep and your REM, the better rested you're going to feel. And then the better rested I'm feeling, the better person I'm going to be, the better mom I'm going to be. I'm going to have more energy because if I sleep really, really well, when I wake up in the morning, you know, you aren't dragging. So I really have been loving it. You know, the data speaks for itself. You know, that's why I loved being able to track that so that I could really have an unbiased review for you in terms of how it actually was stacking up against other magnesiums. So I think that you will equally love it. And I have a discount code for you. So to become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Leah, go to helloned.com/Leah or enter code Leah at checkout. That's helloned.com/Leah, L-E-A-H, to get 15% off.
So that's really interesting about your brother. So has he found, like, because it's not, I'm sure it's not like he goes out into the cold and he's like, ah, I'm so stressed, it's cold. But it's just like his body's automatic response to seeing that as a cold, seeing cold as like a threat. Yeah. So has he tried like doing like therapy, like heat therapy, like doing like a sauna and then going out in the cold or anything?
I should ask him. He he would be game for anything. It's not like a big issue for him because they go away right away. It's not like, oh, I get hives, and then he has hives right. all day. But yeah, he's always like up to like try random things, you know, like he's like, oh, somebody said a 3-day water fast is like good, you know, for guys. So I'll do a 3-day water fast. He's like, sure, I'll try this, whatever. And I'm like, did you look into like why you want to do that before you decide to do something? But I'll ask him. I'll be like, so have you done a sauna and then walked outside in the cold?
I wonder too, like, because you mentioned that that would happen to you as well. I wonder for both of you, if you are a bit histamine intolerant, like, are you sensitive to histamine?
Not really.
In general?
Like, not in food or anything like that. But yeah, I don't know. Now I'm kind of interested to like play around with it because it was only, I literally only started getting dry needled recently. So I didn't make the connection.
Right.
At first I was like, am I allergic to the needle? Like the application, but no, I'm not allergic to the needle. Because it's the same response I get other times. So I finally was like,
I would try quercetin. Do you take quercetin?
I don't take quercetin.
Yeah. So that's as you probably know, it's like a phytonutrient. Mm-hmm. But quercetin is very poorly absorbed. So you really have to make sure you get like a bioactive, and it'll say, it will say like right on the label, and it's also a lot more expensive to get bioactive quercetin,
of
but
course.
That inhibits the release of histamine. It made a big difference for me as well, because I'm sensitive to histamine. So I have to be careful, because histamines are vasodilators. So they make your skin flush, right?
Mm-hmm.
So quercetin is something that I just always take, but it made a difference for me when I was going through, my rosacea flare-ups, like really reducing histamine, foods with lots of histamines, changing up my probiotics, because a lot of human strains actually release histamine in the gut. So anyhow, quercetin really helped me. So that would be interesting for your brother to try that too, to see like if he can kind of hack. I mean, you may just be genetically more predisposed to when the body feels stressed. That's just like your body's natural go-to, but it would be interesting. It'd be an interesting hack to kind of try. see how like taking quercetin daily would help.
Yeah. I've never like actually worked with him and run labs. He likes to talk to me about the things, but only as in like, you are my sister. Don't actually tell me what to do. Like in theory, you know, he's like, let's talk about this figmental person. I'm like, this figmental person sounds a lot like you.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, I'll have to ask him, you know, I'm sure he would like to stop breaking out in hives, especially since he lives in Michigan where it's cold. So
yeah, no kidding. It's so cold. Although like the weather in Canada is like in Toronto, we've had like no winter. It's been very strange.
But maybe nice.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's, but like as a mom, like not having any snow, like we literally have not had winter. On Saturday it was 15 Celsius, which is, I think that's like 70 or 72.
I don't know that conversion, but that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice, but it was super weird. It was like record breaking in like 200 years or something. It's never been that warm before. Anyhow.
Very weird. But yeah, I can get it. My son is always like, when's it going to snow again, mom?
Right? It's so fun.
For them.
I actually love the snow.
Oh, I like it. I wish I had snow inside. That's it.
Yeah, totally.
anyway, sorry for my tangent. I will come back. I do want to go down your, I want to talk about skincare ingredients because, you know, I think we do talk a lot about gut health and people are probably sick of me talking about nutrition and balancing your blood sugar. So can we talk about skincare and ingredients? Because you have started your own skincare brand and you have the most wonderful ever body butter because it contains chaga. That's what totally sold me. So what frustrated you? What made you be like, I need to create my own? Because it's not easy to start your own like physical product brand. So you have to be thoroughly frustrated to want to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think one of the biggest things, there's a couple things. One of the main things for me was I just felt like a lot of the products out there that were clean, because I've been using clean natural products, you know, for, I don't know, 15 years. I just felt like a lot of the skincare products were sort of clean.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I can do better. Like, so many natural products are still using synthetic fragrance, which is such an irritant and such a hormone disruptor. So that was one thing. I was just like, I can do this cleaner and better. And the second thing that really still drives me crazy to this day is the like what brands are charging. Because I know what these raw materials cost. And I just cannot believe it's like all marketing. So like the beauty industry is so much about like deciding what product you want and then just throwing it out. Let's charge $250 for this serum that only costs $8 to make. And that makes me so mad. So I'm all about like, you can have luxurious skincare with organic ingredients that's actually clean at affordable prices. The beauty industry marks up around 700%. So I've done comparisons with like our serum. There's another serum that's like $250 US compared to our $38 serum that's all organic cold pressed oils. And I'm like, it's just like, so like, it just, it honestly, it just like drove me nuts.
Yeah.
It drove me crazy. And I wanted clean. I wanted something super clean that was effective, affordable, and wasn't just like, you know, creepy marketing trying to pull the wool over people's eyes.
It's, and you use glass packaging. So
yeah,
there's that.
Exactly. Cause you have to look at, I think it's important to look at all stages of a product, you know, not just what are the raw materials, but what is it going into? You know, if so many companies stop at that, they get a good product and then they just put it in virgin plastic. And I just think, yeah, it's just not thoughtful. I mean, in some ways you can't get away, like with our serums, you have to have a plastic pump.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is. I don't know of any glass pumps, but you know, I just think it's important to think about like the whole life cycle of the product, like how recyclable it is. So I thank you for bringing that up, that it's glass, because I often forget to mention it. And we don't, the reason we didn't use paper labels is because when you recycle, you're technically supposed to pull paper off.
Mm-hmm.
Like things are not, like if you're recycling glass, glass doesn't get properly recycled if you don't actually take off the paper label. So we didn't print labels. Instead, we had the label etched on the glass. And that was very intentional. That was so that it's better for the environment, easier to recycle.
I just agree. I have nothing to say. I just agree. It's so crazy to me, you know, coming from a consumer to then getting to see a little bit of the behind the scenes of different brands and, you know, when they offer different specials and then, you know, talking to their marketing team and I'm like, how do you guys afford this? This makes no sense. How can you offer this type of a discount? And then you come to find out that it's because, you know, the product is not really that expensive. They're just, you know, charging XYZ, which that's why I pay attention to the brands that only have, they like the biggest sale they ever have is like 20%.
And I'm was just going to say that is the, exactly. We 15 to 20% is usually a big sale for us.
Yeah.
And we used to sell natural deodorants. We sold them for 30% off because we were discontinuing them. That was the only reason we put them at 30% off. And that was still like the most we could do. But you know what a lot of brands do too, is it seems like such a neutral ingredient, but if you look at most cleansers, hair care products, like liquid shampoos, the main ingredient is water. So when you add water, and that's the first ingredient in your facial cleanser, water breeds bacteria really well. So when you put water as a filler, then you have to add synthetic preservatives because you have to maintain shelf life, because that's not going to last very long on someone's shelf. So water is always, water is actually a red flag for me. Yes, we need, water is important for our skin, but when it comes to our skincare and our hair care, we actually don't need it. And when we look for products that are waterless, then we get more pure potency. We get, you know, richer in the actual botanicals that are benefiting us. We're not paying for expensive water. And we're also not buying a product that's loaded up with preservatives. Mm-hmm. And preservatives, what do? They like are antibacterial. Okay, so we're using a cleanser on our face that's full of antibacterials. What about the health of our skin microbiome?
Does anyone else feel like electrolytes are just having a moment? Everybody is talking about electrolytes. You need electrolytes. I even see electrolyte brands will market as, if you drink this, it's like drinking 7 glasses of water. Which is crazy. But you need to be paying attention to the ingredients that are in your electrolytes, right? If you're doing this for your health, let's get something quality. Let's make sure we're not adding any bad ingredients to our bodies, okay? So things that I often see in electrolytes that we don't want would be a lot of added sugar. So I'll see 6 to 10 grams of added sugar in your electrolytes. I'll see artificial sweeteners. I'll see artificial colorings. I'll see artificial flavorings. I'll see maltodextrin. You know, you don't want those. You don't want those in your electrolytes, because I love electrolytes. Like, the benefits of electrolytes are supporting your brain function, exercise performance, healthy blood pressure, helps with mood issues, supports your immune system, encourages healthy hormone levels. I mean, who doesn't want that, right? So making sure you have optimal quality electrolytes is really important. And you know, when I get really obsessed with the quality of a brand and the transparency, I just love everything about them. And that is 100% Paleo Valley, because they've knocked it out of the park with so many products in terms of like ingredient quality and how it tastes, how it performs, and just overall transparency as a company. But their electrolytes, man, they are so, so good. They are so easy to mix. They're so smooth. I like that they don't actually have an insane amount of sodium in it. So you get a very nice ratio of sodium to potassium, which can be really, really helpful. And they don't have any artificial flavors. They don't have any added sugars. They don't have any added dyes. Or anything like that. So there's nothing in synthetic. They have phenomenal ingredients. You will love them. My favorite flavor is the lemon lime. And then a close second is the watermelon. So I'm going to tell you what my ultimate favorite thing is to do. It's half a scoop of the watermelon and half a scoop of the lemon lime. It's pretty unbeatable. I think that you will really like it. So definitely give them a try, and you can use the code Leah, LEAH, for 15% off your first order with Paleo Valley.
So water seems like a neutral ingredient, but like, I'm all about waterless skincare, waterless hair care. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that it doesn't have liquid. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we used to make liquid shampoo and conditioner, but it was just getting too hard to source some of the organic ingredients. But instead of water, we used aloe. So if mm-hmm. you're looking for a natural shampoo or conditioner, that's a really good ingredient to look for, is the main one being aloe. So that, you know, usually it's like, or we would use organic aloe juice, or you know, some companies use organic dehydrated aloe that they add water to.
And that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and then like in our cleanser, we use organic vegetable glycerin that's derived from coconut. Because with a cleanser, like, you know, it has this like beautiful, like goopy texture.
Yeah.
But cleansers often have water. And so that's how we got around it. We're using an ingredient instead of water, but that ingredient is so good for your skin, because glycerin is a natural humectant. It attracts water. So when you wash your face, instead of feeling stripped and dry, it feels like silky and velvety smooth and like hydrated. Like, how many cleansers actually hydrate your skin? Normally, that's what you're using your moisturizer for and your serums. But instead of like cleansing and stripping, using, you know, a simple ingredient like glycerin, which has so many benefits for the skin. And I feel like it's a total underrated ingredient.
Hmm. That's so interesting. I can never do stripping cleansers anyway. Like even if I'm adding moisture back, I can't add enough moisture back. So I always have to do sensitive cleansers or like, you know, oil-based cleansers or, you know, things like that because I can't do it. And I know some people will even use natural fragrance or in their products from herbs or essential mm-hmm. oils, but face products, I'm just like, I prefer them to have
a lot of
no
people,
scent.
You know what the thing is? Yeah. A lot of people, we don't use any essential oils. Like we use like seed oils. Mm-hmm. Our eye serum is the only one we have like rose geranium. But the thing is a lot of people are really sensitive to essential oils.
Yeah.
So unless like, if you know your skin really well and you're okay, like there's obviously there's a spectrum. There's like some oils that are more, you know, that can be more irritating to the skin. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, any sort of fragrance can still be irritating. And what a lot of brands do, also be careful, like for your listeners, with products that are labeled as sensitive skin or that are hypoallergenic, often have like masking fragrances in there. Mm-hmm. So they like put a bunch of other chemicals that are technically synthetic fragrance to actually mask the fragrance. So that it doesn't, when you smell it, you don't smell anything. And the same thing you often see with products that are, again, like hypoallergenic. Mm-hmm. And most products, you'll see a cleanser. Cleanser's like creamy or white. Mm-hmm. Like if it has a lot of botanicals in it, how does it get that color? Mm-hmm. Well, the color's been like bleached out of the product. They have masking agents that are put in. So it's funny because like some people comment, oh, your cleanser is brown. It's so weird. It's so fun. We're like, yeah, it is weird. It's because you can literally see the organic comfrey root mm-hmm. in there. Cause we're not putting any chemicals in there to like pull, to draw away that color.
Yeah.
But you know, studies have shown the conventional beauty industry, you know, cosmetics, skincare, body care contain like multitude of chemicals of concern. Formaldehyde releasers, siloxanes, parabens, phthalates, fragrance. And we know that these chemicals now, like we know that some of these chemicals mimic hormones, impact fertility, can increase the risk of cancer, can impact the immune system. And, you know, not only that, like these chemicals are not sustainable and they are harmful to the environment as well. Some people think, oh, well, you know, it's just like one product I'm using that has this like terrible ingredient in it. What's the big deal? But it's the cumulative effect. Mm-hmm. You know, the environmental working group years ago did like a survey and they found that women use on average 12 different products every single day. And they found that of these average products that expose them to around 168 different chemical ingredients. So, you know, it adds up, right? When you add up your toothpaste and your moisturizer and your dry shampoo and like your hand balm or whatever you're using, you realize, wow, like I'm actually being exposed to so many different products and the beauty industry is largely unregulated. No one is studying the cumulative effect of all of these different chemicals together. And the mm-hmm. argument that the skincare industry always uses, oh, it's a microscopic amount. The amount is so small, it doesn't matter. But it does matter because they're not considering all of the other exposures we have beyond just personal care, right? Like, what are you mm-hmm. cleaning your toilet bowl with? Do you have a Glade plug-in in your bedroom? You know, what are all of the other potential endocrine disrupting chemicals that you're exposed to? But the beauty industry is just like, well, you know, it's only a microscopic amount. It really doesn't matter. But that just drives me crazy because.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy because we absorb these, you know, we absorb this into our skin.
You do.
And it depends on like, yeah. So if we have like a compromised skin barrier function, mm-hmm. we have dry skin, we have eczema, then we absorb even more of those mm-hmm. of those chemicals that are within it. And if the product has propylene glycol, which lots of beauty companies like to say, oh, it's a neutral ingredient, but it's actually a penetration enhancer, which means it pushes that ingredient into your skin. Aluminum-based deodorants, almost always have propylene glycol because it gives like, it gives the deodorant like a slick feel. And then they have aluminum. So you're actually using a product that has a chemical you don't want to get into your body, but then it has chemicals that actually help that chemical better absorb. So yeah.
Well,
it's a whole thing.
And on top of that, you you often hear the same thing, like the dose makes the poison, yeah. especially with food care. And when it comes to metals, especially since you talked about aluminum or other things, like they have a half-life of up to 10 years. So it's not just, you know, your exposure to them, even though they say it's small, okay? It's like, okay, it's small, but I'm getting a small exposure 300 times a day or whatever it is. But then are you able to get rid of it? Like a lot of these are forever toxins, or if your drainage pathways are compromised, you aren't getting rid of them. And so then you have this buildup. And so it's like, maybe it's a small amount, but a small amount multiple times a day over time when your body can't get rid of it is not a small amount anymore. So it's definitely important to pay attention to. And I don't know about you, but like I start to like see cross-eyed after looking at ingredients because it's just so frustrating whenever someone asked me to look at a new brand, I'm like, oh, not again.
I know, I know.
Not that I don't want to help you out. It's just that it's a lot of words, a lot of big, big words. And then you're reading it. You're like, wait, did I read that correctly? Is that the correct form that I'm thinking it is? And so I do love it when I find brands that have quality ingredients and then I trust the brand and I appreciate the transparency. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is something that we
can use.
That's
what's so key. And that's what people want. I think because there are ingredients that you don't have to disclose. Fragrance is a perfect one, right? Like fragrance, when it says fragrance or perfume on a label, that can mean like 200 different ingredients. And they don't, and companies don't have to disclose that. So if you have sensitive skin and you're using something that seems very natural, but then it has fragrance, you have no idea what you may potentially react to. And it's such like fragrance is like, it's so many companies hide behind that because it's their trade secret, right? They don't want other brands to know, you know, what makes up that synthetic fragrance. But the reality is that there's a lot of phthalates. Phthalates are hormone disrupting chemicals. And, you know, phthalates are considered the everywhere chemical. And they're associated with so many problems.
Yeah.
So fragrance is one to definitely avoid. When you see the word fragrance, if that little bottle of baby shampoo has a nice little lavender on the front, but then on the back you see lavender fragrance, you know there's actually no lavender. There's no lavender in that lavender baby wash or bath bubbles, whatever it is. That always like makes me chuckle when I'm like in the grocery store or in the drugstore and I walk down the aisle and I get like smacked in the face with all these smells.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, there's like, you know, you see the shampoo with the cucumber extract on the front, but there's actually not any cucumber extract in it. It's just chemicals that make up a cucumber smell. So fragrance is a big one to watch out for.
Yeah, it's like I have to avoid that section of the store. I get a headache as soon as I smell artificial fragrance. And that's also been like my lie detector because I am very sensitive to it for brands that will say, oh, we're all natural. And I'll open it. I'm like, oh, no, you're not, because I can feel my skull tightening. So that's helpful, I guess. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you say that you're all natural and non-toxic, let me smell you. If I get a headache,
well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's a great way for, and that's really good that you mentioned that, because I think a lot of people, they see like a natural or organic brand and they assume because it is natural and organic that it doesn't have any bad stuff in it. But the reality is, just like you said, there's so many natural brands that are unfortunately still using fragrance, and I just don't understand why they don't get it. Like, why are you putting that in there when you're creating such a beautiful, clean product when you could be using either no fragrance, or you could be using, you know, like an organic essential oil that doesn't have like a really strong smell? You know, I'm all about like skincare. When you use skincare or body care, hair care, it shouldn't, the smell, a good way to know is it shouldn't smell after, like if you put on a serum, you put your serum on, maybe you can smell a little bit when you put it on, but the smell shouldn't stay there.
Yeah.
If the smell kind of stays there, whether it's your hair or your body, you know there's synthetic fragrance in there because phthalates are little plastic molecules that adhere scent to your hair, to your skin. So that's how you know it's synthetic when that smell sticks around. Mm-hmm. Just like cologne and perfume, like just, you know, spray cologne and spray perfume. I just am always so shocked that people still use it. Because of all of those phthalates that are in there. And just, yeah, you definitely want to avoid those synthetic fragrances.
And they, yeah, I've always noticed that with my lotions and I want them to work. Like if I'm looking for like an anti-aging or a moisturizing, I want them to work. I'm like, oh, it may smell nice. And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, I don't actually smell it anymore.
Oh yeah. I always hate that one. Yeah. Or when you're out and you have to wash your hands in like a public washroom. Gosh. I was talking about that a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I did like a story about how I hate that when you have to wash your hands in a public place. I had so many DMs from people being like, well, why are you even doing that? Bring your shit, bring your own soap. I'm like, you know what? That's actually a really good idea. I never thought about that. But it's like when you're traveling, right? And you're in an airport and you have to use that horrible pink,
yeah,
disgusting bathroom soap. Sometimes I'm like, I rather just not even wash my hands, but then God knows what other people's bacteria are on your hands. But
this is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring your own soap, people. Bring your own little bar of soap in when you're traveling.
I was going to say bar because I'm like, you can't bring liquid soap into the airport. You know, try to explain that one away. Well, sorry, yours is toxic. Oh my gosh.
Right?
So... could you give me like a rundown, like little quick list of like maybe the top things you would recommend people look for in their skincare, mm-hmm, and their body care to really make,
yeah,
sure
like
they're avoiding?
What are the things to maybe avoid?
Yeah.
I can share some more things to avoid. So when it comes to like cleansers and shampoo, conditioner, look for like products that are foaming. You want to avoid SLS. Because SLS, aside from all its controversial issues, the bottom line with those types of surfactants is that they are stripping your skin. Mm-hmm. They are too harsh. And even if the product is like a natural product, but it has SLS or some other foaming cleansers, that is stripping the natural oil barrier of your skin. Also, a lot of those cleansers are too high in the pH, and your skin actually prefers a little more acidic pH. Soaps and foaming cleansers could be anywhere from 9 to 10 on the pH scale, which is really not good. And if you want to have healthy skin and age appropriately, like not look like you're 55 when you're 35, then you want to make sure that you're using skincare that's pH balanced.
Okay.
And the other thing is your skin microbiome, your microbes that live on your skin, these invisible organisms that live on your skin in the billions, like a more acidic environment. So if you are using harsh soaps and cleansers, products with these surfactants like SLS, you're making your skin way too alkaline and your skin microbiome cannot thrive and be healthy. So depending on what your sort of probability, like if you're someone who's more likely to suffer from eczema or acne or rosacea, if you have an imbalanced skin pH, that can really manifest, that can really promote, you know, the perfect environment for acne to pop up because your skin is, the pH is not balanced. That's why using a toner is so important. So many people do not realize the importance of using a toner to balance your pH after you wash your face.
Okay.
Really important. So, when I say a toner, like I think a lot of people think like, oh, something that's an astringent, like my skin is going to feel tight. No, your skin should feel hydrated, but you want to use a toner that brings the pH down because a lot of people are using cleansers that are way too alkaline. So SLS is like one to definitely avoid. Phthalates, we already talked about, but phthalates aren't just in fragrance. Phthalates are used in like thousands of cosmetics, beyond just fragrance, because they're also, they have other purposes. So I can send you a list of like the phthalates to look out for.
Yeah.
But we know they have neurotoxic effects, especially in the developing brains of children, reproductive developmental issues. I actually interviewed, and I can send you the link to it. I interviewed Dr. Shauna Swan. I don't know if you've heard of her.
No.
She's an epidemiologist in the US. And she has spent 20 years studying phthalates.
Oh, wow.
Because they're the everywhere chemical and they're found basically everywhere. They're colorless, odorless. They never degrade. So they can be found like everywhere from rainwater to soil. They're even contaminating the food chain. Anyway, she has spent 20 years studying phthalates and has found some really scary evidence of how hormone disrupting they are. So phthalates are one you definitely want to avoid. And that doesn't, the chemical names, I can send you like the list so you can share them.
Yeah, with the show your notes. Listeners
if you want. What else? Parabens are another one. You know, a lot of times though, I feel like parabens is a green, when you see paraben free on a label, which you often see, that is just a greenwashing term. So I tend to, whenever I see a label that says paraben-free, I'm always going to read what's in it. Because if that is their only claim, then it's probably full of garbage. Because when companies removed parabens, parabens are really great antimicrobials. They're a preservative. Mm-hmm. So when you have all these products that have water and all these other ingredients that could go bad, they add parabens because you don't want someone using your product and that has like bacteria growth in it. But what these companies did was they removed the parabens, but instead of parabens, they put in a lot of formaldehyde-releasing preservatives. So that's what a lot of beauty companies have done. They're like, okay, we're just going to remove this, but oh, we'll slide this thing in and no one else will notice because there's not the same sort of consumer demand. Consumers aren't demanding that they don't want formaldehyde-releasing chemicals. And then the beauty industry will say, well, you know, it's such a microscopic amount, even if it off-gases and it's a carcinogen, it doesn't matter because, you know, there's such a little amount of it.
Yeah.
So I would still avoid parabens because parabens are still in a lot of products, but just be watchful of, okay, when it's paraben-free, then what else is in there? Is there something else that's in there that is preserving it? And formaldehyde releasers, formaldehyde is a cancer-causing substance. So if you're using a product, like a lot of times you see formaldehyde releasers in like foundations, anti-wrinkle creams. And so what I always say to people, when you're looking at cleaning up your skincare and your cosmetics, look at the products that you use the most and spend the most amount of time on your skin. If you're someone who uses foundation, well, that's staying on your skin all day, right? Until you wash your face at night. That would be a good one to go natural and organic, so that you're avoiding chemicals like formaldehyde, because every time you take the cap off, you put that on your skin. Sure, formaldehyde is a gas because it releases. Well, it's like sitting on your face all day. So, yeah, formaldehyde. And do you want me to mention any more?
Now I'm like, if it doesn't have parabens, now make sure it also doesn't have formaldehyde.
Right. I mean, there's some apps. There's like good apps that you can look up. Like there's the Think Dirty app. Someone just told me another app. It starts with a Y. I want to say
Yucca.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't actually checked it out, but there's all the apps. I do want to say one caveat to that, because we are not listed on any apps yet. There's one app we're trying to get on, but you know what? This is another thing that drives me crazy. The cost for small businesses to get onto these apps. If you're just starting out your business and you want to be listed, you can't, because you can't afford it. So I can't tell you the number of times I've had people reach out and be like, oh, like, I thought you're super clean, but you're not on this app. And then it's like, oh, well, I mean, just look at the ingredients. And then, you know, that being said, I do realize that there's value from a marketing perspective. So I am looking at like the different apps and what makes sense to be listed on them. But, you know, for smaller brands, it's not always feasible when you first launch to be listed on an app that costs, you know, $2,000-$3,000 US a year. So you have to figure that out.
On top of that, there are certain apps that brands pay for better ratings.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100. So, well, I know that firsthand going through all these documents, because I won't say the one that I'm looking at, but yeah, if I want to spend an extra $10,000, I can be on the home screen. Yeah. I can be searchable. Mm-hmm. So just being even listed does not mean that you are searchable. You're just on the app. Yeah. So it's interesting. It's a whole discussion.
It is.
Like there's pros and cons. You want to be on there, but then how much do you need to pay to be on there?
Yeah. My rule of thumb has always been to talk to the brand, because there's some brands on how they label things depending on what standards they go by. They'll have to label it a certain way if they're going by European standards or US standards or Canadian standards. And so even if they're using a natural fragrance from a plant compound, they'll have to label it as fragrance, and then they'll put what it is somewhere for you. And so, you know, when I'm reading ingredients, I'm like, okay, well, this one's questionable for me and this one's questionable for me. I'll reach out and I talk to the brand and I'm like, hey, what's in this?
That's a great idea.
Where do you source this from? And how they reply to me is 100%. I'm like, you have one chance to think that I'm going to like you or not. And so I have had brands, you know, just ignore. Like they open the email and then ignore. And I've had brands that are very sassy in their response back. And I'm like, okay, that's a little defensive. So I'm assuming not such a great ingredient. I don't want that in my skin. And then I have other brands that are just, hey, here's our lab report. Send me a Google Doc. Here's our testing. This is where we source this from. Hey, this is what's in here. And I'm like, oh, I love you. You're awesome. I will use you. You know, so it really just depends on, you know, the brand. I really think knowing who's behind your brand, you know, talking to their people is a really big part for me in choosing which brands that I use.
Yeah. And you know what, to your point, there are some of those apps that give products a bad rating who don't deserve it, because there's certain, when you were taught, there's certain, when it comes to household products, I'm just thinking of different brands that I use, and they're not listed well because there's one ingredient that gets, it's in a catch-all of being not good, some type of fragrance, but then they break down what's in their fragrance and it is actually clean.
Yeah.
So sometimes those apps can actually be incorrect because they're not having the conversation, right?
Yeah.
They're not like you, they're not reaching out. So it's really good that you are reaching out and asking those questions, because sometimes, you know, a product could be rated poorly, but it's the ingredient they're using is actually clean. And sometimes there's ingredients that have a poor rating because they can be contaminated with other chemicals. So they automatically get a bad rating. But if that company is using the uncontaminated version and they can prove that, then you have nothing to worry about. So sometimes those apps get it right, sometimes they don't. But to your point, I think it's always good to reach out. And we love that. I love when customers reach out to us and ask us the nitty gritty questions, because we want you to ask. It's good that you are invested in your well-being and what you're putting on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when in doubt, go talk to the brand yourself, because also how they interact with you, I feel like, is a really good teller that, you know, you should know about them. We've been talking about your brand this whole time, and I realized, can you tell us the name
of your skincare
brand?
Yeah, it's Hello Joyous. So JOYOUS. Obviously, my name's Joy. My nickname used to be Joyous. But the reason we called it that is because we feel like Hello Joyous is so approachable, and we want people to feel good when they're using our products, knowing that they're using truly clean organic skincare and hair care and body care that makes them feel a sense of joy and safer. You know, our body butter is safe for babies. It's the only thing I used on my daughter. I used it instead of diaper rash cream, slather her whole body. She's 8 now. I've never used anything else on her body. And I've also never, people are shocked. I can't believe I've actually had people ask me what skincare, what cleansers they should use on their toddler's face. I'm like, what? People actually, I've literally, since, okay, my daughter's 8, she has really beautiful skin. She is literally, since she was born, she doesn't take showers. She doesn't like showers. Since she was born, takes a bath and has only used bar soap on her lady bits, as we call them, on her private parts. That's the only place she's ever used soap since she was born. Now, she's not rolling around in mud. If she was like outside getting all dirty, okay, like if we have to use soap on her elbows because she has grass stains. But seriously, so many people think they need to like slather their whole body, use these body washes. I'm the same. Like in 20 years, I don't use body wash. I literally use a bar soap and just wash the dirty bits, mm-hmm. pits and privates. I don't know how I got onto this, but support your skin microbiome. And then of course I wash my face because I have makeup or I have oil on my skin. But with kids, I just cannot believe like when you see people like using this like loofah on their baby with all this like foaming, I'm like, oh my God, no, just stop. And then so many people have kids with eczema. I just, oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. All the babies with that and all of the skin issues.
Just support your skin microbiome. Like your skin doesn't need to be washed like that. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy. And as we already talked about, like soap is so high in the pH.
Yeah.
So if you're using these like body washes and soaps all over your body, it's so bad for your skin. It's not good at all.
So many things to noodle on. I do like bar soap.
Yeah, it's like bar soap
too. It lasts forever.
Yeah, just like unfragranced. I actually really like I think Soapworks, I don't know where they're from, but like they have a goat milk bar. I actually even like the Whole Foods.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I even like the Whole Foods. They have, I think it's, the brand is called Good. They have like a coconut milk-based bar that has like hardly any fragrance and it's like super clean. So, I mean, bar soap, I feel like it's easy to find like a fragrance-free goat milk based or coconut milk based. And yeah, I mean, it's still going to be very alkaline, but if you're just using it for the dirty bits, then it's all good. But it's funny because I did a couple of months ago, I did a reel talking about just wash your dirty bits. And I had some people being like, oh, you know, you shouldn't even use soap on your private parts. Like I haven't, I was like, okay, okay. You just used water there. Okay. That's a bit too extreme for me. I can't imagine never washing my private parts. But there are people out there who believe that you should not even use soap on your private parts. So,
I feel like my sweat does not. Like when I sweat, I don't have any of like the smelling issues that I used to like years ago.
Yeah, especially you're healthy.
Yeah, with deodorant, but I still wash my armpits with soap.
Yeah,
because I'm going to keep doing that.
Well, you just have so much more bacteria there, right? Like that's just a breeding ground for bacteria. So I don't know.
Yeah,
you know what? There may be some. You know, they may be onto something about the skin microbiome, but I just don't know that's for everybody. And even when I talk about just washing your pits and your privates, like some people are like floored. Like how can you not like wash your legs or your arms or your torso? I'm like, just try it. Just trust me. Your showers will be so much shorter, so much more efficient.
I just have to laugh because I remember this thing that went through, I don't know if it was social media, but I think it was. It was the poll of like, do you wash your feet or do you not wash your feet? Because like, if you're washing the rest of your body, like soap is running down, so you don't have to wash your feet. And that really disgusted people. That
I know.
And I had to think about it. I was like, do I wash my feet or do I not? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that the next time I take a shower because I don't think about it.
Well, your feet get washed. Like you said, if you're washing your hair and you're washing your body, your feet are getting washed. That's how I see it. I mean, I don't have stinky feet. Maybe people who have really smelly feet feel differently that they have to wash their feet, but maybe that's why they have stinky feet, because they're overwashing their feet and they don't have a healthy skin microbiome on their feet.
I just love that to turn this episode down. Oh, my Lanta. So,
okay, let me correct me if I'm wrong, but I know you have a face care line and I know that you have the body butter because it has chaga mushroom in it.
Yes.
Which I love. And I was snooping around on your site the other day. You have tea too, don't you?
Yes.
Some random spatterings of things. So can you just give me the lowdown of what's on there?
Yeah. So I formulated four different wellness teas. As you know, I'm a nutritionist and I wanted to, I'm a big tea drinker. I've been a tea drinker my whole life, but I wanted to have teas that have wellness benefits, but also have the same concept as all of our other products. Like we're all about minimal skincare, skinimalism, as I call it, few ingredients, few products. So that same concept of like few ingredients and only beneficial ingredients is what I did with our teas. So we have four different teas. One of them, Pure Radiance, I formulated specifically for healthy skin. So it's super anti-inflammatory. And with all of the teas, I don't add any artificial flavoring. All the teas, when you look at them, they're so beautiful. They're loose leaf. They taste and they look when you infuse them how they do because of the ingredients. They just taste that good because of all of those organic plants. And then our second most popular tea is our Rise and Shine, which is like Tulsi, turmeric, cardamom, cinnamon, ginger. So very, very anti-inflammatory. Yeah. So we have our wellness teas. And then we also have dry shampoo, which is really popular. Our dry shampoo is like a cult following. And that really does two things. Like dry shampoo, I actually need to put some in my bangs right now. They're getting my forehead. When you have bangs, you have to have dry shampoo. But dry shampoo extends the time in between washes. But what a lot of people don't know is dry shampoo is amazing to give your hair volume and texture. So if you have like fine or limp hair, I often like to put dry shampoo in my bangs because it gives them like more volume, but it just like gives it like volume and texture. Okay. And we do it for light and dark. And then we're actually in R&D. We're creating a shampoo bar and a conditioner bar. So that's going to come out soon. I used it today, but it's not there yet. I'm not happy with it because it didn't get my hair squeaky clean. So I have to go back to the drawing board on that. I'm curious, when you wash your hair, do you like your hair to squeak, like literally be that clean?
Well, I have curly hair. So
yeah, so your hair's drier then, right?
You probably don't want my opinion.
No, I do. I do. I want to know. So you don't like it squeaky clean?
I don't ever care about that. I'm not sure I ever check to see if it's squeaky clean because I have to put so much conditioner in it.
Yeah, well, like, people with curly hair is so much drier.
Yeah, I live in a different world, so it's very, very different. You're like, oh, if you need volume, I'm like, yeah, I don't need that.
No, you don't have any problems with volume. Do you go like a week without? Can you go a while without washing your hair?
I never brush my hair. So I used to go a week, but then I started just finding that it was harder to detangle, it mostly lives in a bun 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So I found that I can do my hair wash so much faster if I wash two times a week, about 4 days in between.
Yeah.
Then my hair wash is just so much faster. So then it's not such a daunting task to have to, you know, wash my hair.
But detangle your hair.
Yeah. I can't say I've ever thought about whether or not my hair is squeaky clean because I always have to shampoo twice and then it's like dump in the conditioner and it's like, let it sit there.
Yeah. No, it is interesting because I'm trying to figure out whether we create one that's like create a line. Like great, because some people really like that squeaky clean, some people don't. So I'm curious, like, what do people like? So if people like, if we have a lot of people who don't like squeaky clean, then the one that we have already created is really good. So just figuring it out. It's always like whenever we're developing a new product, I just want to like know what our community thinks. Like it's always good to like, it has to be like with all of our Hello Joys products, it has to be something that I would use myself. I'd feel comfortable using and love it. And marry that with something that our community wants. I don't, because you know what people have been asking me for years is a body wash.
And you're like, I don't use that.
I want a body wash. And I'm like, no, you're never going to get a body wash from me. It's not happening. I'm sorry.
I was going to say you could make a curly hair line with like,
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Gel
that's why, like,
and things like that.
Yeah, totally. You know what? We'll start out with the shampoo bars, but I definitely think I want to do a couple different, like maybe two or three, like one for mm-hmm. people who have dry or color treated yeah. hair, one for people who have oilier hair who want that squeaky clean feeling. So yeah, it's fun though. It's a lot mm-hmm. of fun, like developing new products.
Yeah. I feel like it would be fun, but also frustrating because I work on the other side where brands are like, oh, would you like to try this? And I'm like, sure, I'm open to trying it. Like if I like the ingredients and things like that. And I have to chuckle at the amount of like product that I have sitting on my floor where it's like,
oh yeah,
it never went past the, yes, I'll try it stage. And then it was like, wow, that's a horrible product.
And then they're like, are you going to share it? What do you think?
No.
You're like, I didn't like it. People don't like it when you tell them you don't like your, that's happened to me before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, okay, well, let me give you my honest feedback. Like this, like pasta that you sent me tastes horrible. I do not like it.
It's such an awkward conversation. I feel like a lot of times what happens is I'm like, oh, it's just not a good fit for our audience right now. I will let them know.
That's a good,
and then I have other people who are like, hey, have you heard about this brand? Have you tried it? And I'm like, yes. And they're like, oh, why is it not in your Switch and Dish guide? I'm like, because I don't like it. I mean, ingredients are great. I'm not going to knock it. But I was like, I personally am not going to talk about a product that I don't use. And so if it doesn't work for me, it would be like mumbo jumbo, like if, you know, so anyways, that's always a fun conversation. Anyways, I'm going to put the link for your company in the show notes and your podcast in the show notes. Do you have anything else you'd like to share where the people can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. Like my personal brand is Joyous Health. So that's Joyous Health, Joyous. My website, joyoushealth.com, where I have hundreds of free recipes. So lots of like yummy recipes to enjoy. You know, almost all my recipes are gluten-free. I focus a lot on grain-free, mostly dairy-free, although I'm not like anti-dairy by any means. Just like really delicious food. That's what I'm all about, with lots of nourishing ingredients.
Which is important. So,
yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved our conversation.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram @Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.